Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The more emunah a person has, the better his performance of mitzvot will be. When a person is convinced about the truth of Hashem, he'll be willing to give himself over to Hashem. We have to know with conviction that we have the truth. Rabbi Yitzchak Waknin from Johannesburg told that 18 years ago, he was asked to go meet with a priest who had been leading a congregation for 20 years. The priest wanted to speak to the rabbi about Hashem and the Torah. They spoke for 2 hours with an interpreter, questions, answers, and the rabbi answered every question perfectly. At the end of the conversation, the rabbi asked 4 questions of his own, and the priest had no answer to any of them. The rabbi then said, "I'm very young. I know just a small amount of my Torah, and yet I clearly prove to you that we are right. How can you, a veteran, continue doing what you're doing, not having the answers to my simple questions?" The priest replied, "I know your Torah is true. I don't have a good answer for you." And with that, they departed. About a year later, with the rabbi's congregation expanding, they began building an extension. And one day, an official from the Department of Building came down and stopped the project. The rabbi recognized that the man was none other than that priest. He immediately went over to talk to him and asked if he remembered him. The priest said, "Yes, of course. Rabbi, I want to thank you. I took your words to heart, and I left the priesthood. This is my new job. Don't worry. Your project is going to continue on as scheduled. I'll make sure nobody gives you any problems." The rabbi thanked Hashem for this hashkacha peratit and was so happy that his words made such an impact. When someone hears the truth, it has such an impact. It could change everything. But not everybody is convinced of this truth. If people have questions about Hashem, it is incumbent upon them to go to rabbis and ask their questions, rather than living a life of half-baked emunah and lackluster performance of mitzvot. The Sefer Emunah Shelema brings from a woman who is the daughter of a rabbi, who told the following story about herself. She said, "I went to a prominent elementary school as well as high school. Then I went on to a great seminary in Israel. I was in a place that was teaching on a high level, but I didn't feel like I belonged there. I had so many questions about religion and God, but I was never able to ask any of them because I was too ashamed. I didn't feel any connection to Judaism. I was just going through the motions. One of my friends told me she was going to a summer camp that year in Israel. It sounded great to me. I asked my parents if I could go, and they gave me permission. My friend ended up backing out at the last minute when her brother got engaged, so I went myself. I didn't know one girl in that camp, and for the first time in my life, I actually felt free. I could be myself. Nobody would judge me here. One night in the middle of the summer, a Rabbi Braun came to their camp and discussed Jewish philosophy. She said, "I felt this was my chance to finally ask all my questions. I raised my hand to ask a question, and the rabbi answered. A few minutes later, I raised my hand again and again and again. And after a few times, the rabbi said, 'You don't believe there's a Hashem, correct?' I said, 'Yes, Rabbi, you're right.' He said, 'Don't worry. I will stay here as long as it takes to convince you.' I asked so many questions that night, and he answered every single one of them with great proofs. And for the first time in my life, my eyes were opened to really see and believe that there is a Hashem. All the girls there asked questions along with me, and they were also satisfied with the rabbi's answers. Now I am happy to say, I follow Torah and mitzvot to the best of my ability with excitement, with feeling, with a real connection to Hashem. A person should never be embarrassed to ask. Belief in Hashem is the fundamental of our religion that can never be compromised on. Have a great day.